streaming over that enclosure, and it stood upon the earth. And all the cattle of that enclosure were gathered together, until I saw how they sank and were swallowed up and perished in that water. But that vessel floated on the water, while all the oxen and elephants and camels and asses sank to the bottom with all the animals, so that I could no longer see them, and they were not able to escape, but perished and sank into the depths. And again I saw in the vision, till those water torrents were removed from that high roof, and the chasms of the earth were leveled up, and other abysses were opened. Then the water began to run down into these, till the earth became visible. But that vessel settled on the earth, and the darkness retired, and light appeared. But that white bull, which had become a man, came out of that vessel, and the three bulls with him. And one of those three was white, like that bull, and one of them was red as blood, and one black. And that white bull departed from them. From the death of Noah to the Exodus. And they began to bring forth beasts of the field and birds, so that there arose different genera: lions, tigers, wolves, dogs, hyenas, wild boars, foxes, squirrels, swines, falcons, vultures, kites, eagles, and ravens. And among them was born a white bull. And they began to bite one another. But the white bull, which was born amongst them, begat a wild ass, and a white bull with it. And the wild asses multiplied. But that bull which was born from him begat a black wild boar and a white sheep, and the former begat many boars, but that sheep begat 12 sheep. And when those 12 sheep had grown, they gave up one of them to the asses, and those asses again gave up that sheep to the wolves, and that sheep grew up among the wolves. And the Lord brought the 11 sheep to live with it and to pasture with it among the wolves. And they multiplied, and became many flocks of sheep. And the wolves began to fear them, and they oppressed them, until they destroyed their little ones, and they cast their young into a river of much water. But those sheep began to cry aloud on account of their little ones, and to complain unto their Lord. And a sheep, which had been saved from the wolves, fled, and escaped to the wild asses. And I saw the sheep, how they lamented and cried, and besought their Lord with all their might, till that Lord of the sheep descended at the voice of the sheep from a lofty abode, and came to them, and pastured them. And he called that sheep which had escaped from the wolves, and spake with it concerning the wolves, that it should admonish them not to touch the sheep. And the sheep went to the wolves, according to the word of the Lord. And another sheep met it and went with it, and the two went and entered together into the assembly of those wolves, and spake with them, and admonished them not to touch the sheep from henceforth. And thereupon I saw the wolves, and how they oppressed the sheep exceedingly with all their power. And the sheep cried aloud. And the Lord came to the sheep, and they began to smite those wolves. And the wolves began to make lamentation, but the sheep became quiet, and forthwith ceased to cry out. And I saw the sheep, till they departed from amongst the wolves. But the eyes of the wolves were blinded, and those wolves departed in pursuit of the sheep with all their power. And the Lord of the sheep went with them, as their leader, and all his sheep followed him. And his face was dazzling and glorious and terrible to behold. But the wolves began to pursue those sheep till they reached a sea of water. And that sea was divided, and the water stood on this side and on that before their face. And the Lord led them and placed himself between them and the wolves. And as those wolves did not yet see the sheep, they proceeded into the midst of that sea, and the wolves followed the sheep. And those wolves ran after them into that sea. And when they saw the Lord of the sheep, they turned to flee before his face. But that sea gathered itself together and became as it had been created. and the water swelled and rose till it covered those wolves. And I saw till all the wolves who pursued those sheep perished and were drowned. Israel in the desert, the giving of the law, the entrance into Palestine. But the sheep escaped from that water, and went forth into a wilderness, where there was no water and no grass. And they began to open their eyes and to see. And I saw the Lord of the sheep pasturing them, and giving them water and grass, and that sheep going and leading them. And that sheep ascended to the summit of that lofty rock, and the Lord of the sheep sent it to them. And after that, I saw the Lord of the sheep who stood before them, and his appearance was great and terrible and majestic, and all those sheep saw him and were afraid before his face, and they all feared and trembled because of him, and they cried to that sheep with them which was amongst them, "We are not able to stand before the Lord or to behold him." And that sheep which led them again ascended to the summit of that rock. But the sheep began to be blinded, and to wander from the way which he had showed them. But that sheep wot not thereof. And the Lord of the sheep was wrathful exceedingly against them. And that sheep discovered it, and went down from the summit of the rock, and came to the sheep, and found the greatest part of them blinded and fallen away. And when they saw it, they feared and trembled at its presence, and desired to return to their folds. And that sheep took other sheep with it, and came to those sheep which had fallen away, and began to slay them. And the sheep feared its presence. And thus that sheep brought back those sheep that had fallen away, and they returned to their folds. And I saw in this vision, till that sheep became a man, and built a house for the Lord of the sheep, and placed all the sheep in that house. And I saw till this sheep which had met that sheep which led them fell asleep. And I saw till all the great sheep perished, and little ones arose in their place, and they came to a pasture and approached a stream of water. Then that sheep, their leader, which had become a man, withdrew from them and fell asleep. And all the sheep sought it, and cried over it with a great crying. And I saw till they left off crying for that sheep, and crossed that stream of water. And there arose the two sheep as leaders in the place of those which had led them and fallen asleep. And I saw till the sheep came to a goodly place, and a pleasant and glorious land. And I saw till those sheep were satisfied, and that house stood amongst them in a pleasant land. From the time of the judges till the building of the temple. And sometimes their eyes were opened, and sometimes blinded, till another sheep arose and led them and brought them all back, and their eyes were opened. And the dogs and the foxes and the wild boars began to devour those sheep, till the Lord of the sheep raised up another sheep, a ram from their midst, which led them. And that ram began to butt on either side those dogs, foxes, and wild boars, till he had destroyed them all. And that sheep whose eyes were opened saw that ram which was amongst the sheep, till it forsook its glory, and began to butt those sheep, and trampled upon them, and behaved itself unseemly. And the Lord of the sheep sent the lamb to another lamb, and raised it up to being a ram and leader of the sheep instead of that ram which had forsaken its glory. And it went and spake to it alone, and raised it to being a ram, and made it the prince and leader of the sheep. But during all these things, those dogs oppressed the sheep. And the first ram pursued that second ram, and that second ram arose and fled before it. And I saw till those dogs pulled down the first ram. And that second ram arose and led the little sheep. And those sheep grew and multiplied, but all the dogs and foxes and wild boars feared and fled before it. And that ram butted and killed the wild beasts, and those wild beasts had no longer any power among the sheep, and robbed them no more of aught. And that ram begat many sheep, and fell asleep. And a little sheep became ram in its stead, and became prince and leader of those sheep. And that house became great and broad, and it was built for those sheep. And a tower, lofty and great, was built on the house for the Lord of the sheep. And that house was low, but the tower was elevated and lofty. And the Lord of the sheep stood on that tower, and they offered a full table before him. The two kingdoms of Israel and Judah to the destruction of Jerusalem. And again I saw those sheep, that they again erred, and went many ways, and forsook their house. And the Lord of the sheep called some from amongst the sheep, and sent them to the sheep. But the sheep began to slay them. And one of them was saved, and was not slain. And it sped away, and cried aloud over the sheep, and they sought to slay it. But the Lord of the sheep saved it from the sheep, and brought it up to me, and caused it to dwell there. And many other sheep he sent to those sheep to testify unto them and lament over them. And after that I saw that when they forsook the house of the Lord and his tower, they fell away entirely, and their eyes were blinded. And I saw the Lord of the sheep, how he wrought much slaughter amongst them in their herds, until those sheep invited that slaughter and betrayed his place. And he gave them over into the hands of the lions and tigers and wolves and hyenas, and into the hand of the foxes and to all the wild beasts. And those wild beasts began to tear in pieces those sheep. And I saw that he forsook that their house and their tower, and gave them all into the hand of the lions to tear and devour them, into the hand of all the wild beasts. And I began to cry aloud with all my power, and to appeal to the Lord of the sheep, and to represent to him in regard to the sheep that they were devoured by all the wild beasts. But he remained unmoved, though he saw it, and rejoiced that they were devoured and swallowed and robbed, and left them to be devoured in the hand of all the beasts. And he called 70 shepherds, and cast those sheep to them that they might pasture them. And he spake to the shepherds and their companions, "Let each individual of you pasture the sheep henceforward, and everything I shall command you, that do ye. And I will deliver them over unto you, duly numbered, and tell you which of them are to be destroyed, and them destroy ye." And he gave over unto them those sheep. And he called another, and spake unto him, "Observe and mark everything that the shepherds will do to those sheep, for they will destroy more of them than I have commanded them. And every excess and the destruction which will be wrought through the shepherds, record, namely, how many they destroy, according to my command, and how many according to their own caprice. Record against every individual shepherd all the destruction he effects. And read out before me by number how many they destroy, and how many they deliver over for destruction, that I may have this as a testimony against them, and know every deed of the shepherds, that I may comprehend and see what they do, whether or not they abide by my command, which I have commanded them. But they shall not know it, and thou shalt not declare it to them, nor admonish them, but only record against each individual all the destruction which the shepherds effect, each in his time, and lay it all before me." And I saw till those shepherds pastured in their season, and they began to slay and to destroy more than they were bidden, and they delivered those sheep into the hand of the lions. And the lions and tigers eat, and devoured the greater part of those sheep, and the wild boars eat along with them, and they burnt that tower, and demolished that house. And I became exceedingly sorrowful over that tower, because that house of the sheep was demolished. And afterwards I was unable to see if those sheep entered that house. First period of the angelic rulers, from the destruction of Jerusalem to the return from the captivity. And the shepherds and their associates delivered over those sheep to all the wild beasts to devour them. And each one of them received in his time a definite number. It was written by the other in a book how many each one of them destroyed of them. And each one slew and destroyed many more than was prescribed. And I began to weep and lament on account of those sheep. And thus in the vision I saw that one who wrote, how he wrote down every one that was destroyed by those shepherds day by day, and carried up and laid down, and showed actually the whole book to the Lord of the sheep, even everything that they had done, and all that each one of them had made away with, and all that they had given over to destruction. And the book was read before the Lord of the sheep, and he took the book from his hand, and read it, and sealed it, and laid it down. Second period, from the time of Cyrus to that of Alexander the Great. And forthwith I saw how the shepherds pastured for 12 hours. And behold, 3 of those sheep turned back, and came and entered, and began to build up all that had fallen down of that house. But the wild boars tried to hinder them, but they were not able. And they began again to build as before, and they reared up that tower, and it was named the High Tower. And they began again to place a table before the tower, but all the bread on it was polluted and not pure. And as touching all this, the eyes of those sheep were blinded so that they saw not, and the eyes of their shepherds likewise. And they delivered them in large numbers to their shepherds for destruction, and they trampled the sheep with their feet and devoured them. And the Lord of the sheep remained unmoved, till all the sheep were dispersed over the field, and mingled with them the beasts, and they, the shepherds, did not save them out of the hand of the beasts. And this one who wrote the book carried it up, and showed it, and read it before the Lord of the sheep, and implored him on their account, and besought him on their account, as he showed him all the doings of the shepherds, and gave testimony before him against all the shepherds. And he took the actual book, and laid it down beside him, and departed. Third period, from Alexander the Great to the Greco-Syrian domination. Chapter 90. And I saw, till that in this manner, 35 shepherds undertook the pasturing of the sheep, and they severally completed their periods, as did the first. And others received them into their hands to pasture them for their period, each shepherd in his own period. And after that I saw in my vision all the birds of heaven coming, the eagles, the vultures, the kites, the ravens. But the eagles led all the birds, and they began to devour those sheep, and to pick out their eyes, and to devour their flesh. And the sheep cried out because their flesh was being devoured by the birds, and as for me, I looked and lamented in my sleep over that shepherd who pastured the sheep. And I saw until those sheep were devoured by the dogs and eagles and kites, and they left neither flesh nor skin nor sinew remaining on them, till only their bones stood there. And their bones, too, fell to the earth, and the sheep became few. And I saw until that 23 had undertaken the pasturing and completed in their several periods 58 times. Fourth period, from the Greco-Syrian domination to the Maccabean revolt. And behold, lambs were born by those white sheep. And they began to open their eyes, and to see, and to cry to the sheep. Yea, they cried to them, but they did not hearken to what they said to them, but were exceedingly deaf, and their eyes were very exceedingly blinded. And I saw in the vision how the ravens flew upon those lambs, and took one of those lambs, and dashed the sheep in pieces, and devoured them. And I saw till horns grew upon those lambs, and the ravens cast down their horns, And I saw till there sprouted a great horn out of one of those sheep, and their eyes were opened. And it looked at them, and it cried to the sheep, and the rams saw it, and all ran to it. And notwithstanding all this, those eagles and vultures and ravens and kites still kept tearing the sheep and swooping down upon them and devouring them. Still the sheep remained silent, but the rams lamented and cried out. And those ravens fought and battled with it and sought to lay low its horn, but they had no power over it. The last assault of the Gentiles on the Jews. And I saw till the shepherds and eagles and those vultures and kites came, and they cried to the ravens that they should break the horn of that ram. And they battled and fought with it, and it battled with them, and cried that its help might come. And I saw till a great sword was given to the sheep, and the sheep proceeded against all the beasts of the field to slay them, and all the beasts and the birds of the heaven fled before their face. And I saw till that man, who wrote down the names of the shepherds, and carried up into the presence of the Lord of the sheep, came and helped it, and showed it everything. He had come down for the help of that ram. And I saw till the Lord of the sheep came unto them in wrath. And all who saw him fled, and they all fell into his shadow from before his face. Judgment of the fallen angels, the shepherds, and the apostates. And I saw till a throne was erected in the pleasant land, and the Lord of the sheep sat himself thereon. And the other took the sealed books and opened those books before the Lord of the sheep. And the Lord called those men, the seven first white ones, and commanded that they should bring before him, beginning with the first star which led the way, all the stars whose privy members were like those of horses. And they brought them all before him. And he said to that man who wrote before him, being one of those seven white ones, and said unto him, Take those 70 shepherds to whom I deliver the sheep, and who, taking them on their own authority, slew more than I commanded them. And behold, they were all bound, I saw, and they all stood before him. And the judgment was held first over the stars, and they were judged and found guilty, and went to the place of condemnation. And they were cast into an abyss full of fire and flaming, and full of pillars of fire. And those 70 shepherds were judged and found guilty, and they were cast into that fiery abyss. And I saw at that time how a like abyss was opened in the midst of the earth full of fire. And they brought those blinded sheep, and they were all judged and found guilty and cast into this fiery abyss, and they burned. Now this abyss was to the right of that house. And I saw those sheep burning, and their bones burning. The New Jerusalem, the conversion of the surviving Gentiles, the resurrection of the righteous, the Messiah. And I stood up to see till they folded up that old house, and carried off all the pillars, and all the beams and ornaments of the house were at the same time folded up with it. And they carried it off and laid it in a place in the south of the land. And I saw till the Lord of the sheep brought a new house, greater and loftier than that first, and set it up in the place of the first, which had the bier folded up. All its pillars were new, and its ornaments were new and larger than those of the first, the old one, which he had taken away, and all the sheep were within it. And I saw all the sheep which had been left, and all the beasts on the earth, and all the birds of the heaven, falling down and doing homage to those sheep, and making petition to and obeying them in everything. And thereafter those three who were clothed in white, and had seized me by the hand, who had taken me up before, and the hand of that ram also seizing hold of me, they took me up and set me down in the midst of those sheep, before the judgment took place. And those sheep were all white, and their wool was abundant and clean. And all that had been destroyed and dispersed, and all the beasts of the field, and all the birds of the heaven, assembled in that house. And the Lord of the sheep rejoiced with great joy, because they were all good, and had returned to his house. And I saw till they laid down that sword which had been given to the sheep, and they brought it back into the house, and it was sealed before the presence of the Lord. And all the sheep were invited into that house, but it held them not. And the eyes of them all were opened, and they saw the good. And there was not one among them that did not see. And I saw that that house was large and broad and very full. And I saw that a white bull was born, with large horns. And all the beasts of the field and all the birds of the air feared him, and made petition to him all the time. And I saw till all their generations were transformed, and they all became white bulls. And the first among them became a lamb, and that lamb became a great animal, and had great black horns on its head. And the Lord of the sheep rejoiced over it, and over all the oxen. And I slept in their midst, and I awoke, and saw everything. This is the vision which I saw while I slept. And I awoke and blessed the Lord of righteousness and gave him glory. Then I wept with a great weeping, and my tears stayed not till I could no longer endure it, when I saw they flowed on account of what I had seen. For everything shall come and be fulfilled, and all the deeds of men in their order was shown unto me. On that night I remembered the first dream, and because of it I wept and was troubled, because I had seen that vision.
The concluding section of the book. Enoch's Book of Admonition for His Children. Chapter 91. The book, written by Enoch. Enoch indeed wrote this complete doctrine of wisdom, which is praised of all men, and a judge of all the earth. For all my children who shall dwell on the earth, and for the future generations who shall observe uprightness and peace. Let not your spirit be troubled on account of the times. For the Holy and Great One has appointed days for all things. And the Righteous One shall arise from sleep, shall arise and walk in the paths of righteousness. And all his path and conversation shall be in eternal goodness and grace. He will be gracious to the righteous, and give him eternal uprightness. And he will give him power, so that he shall be endowed with goodness and righteousness, and he shall walk in eternal light. And sin shall perish in darkness for ever, and shall no more be seen from that day for evermore. Enoch's Admonition to His Children. Chapter 92. And now, my son Methuselah, call to me all thy brothers, and gather together to me all the sons of thy mother. For the word calls me, and the Spirit is poured out upon me, that I may show you everything that shall befall you for ever. And thereupon Methuselah went and summoned to him all his brothers, and assembled his relatives. And he spake unto all the children of righteousness, and said, Hear, ye sons of Enoch, all the words of your father, and hearken aright to the voice of my mouth. For I exhort you, and say unto you, Beloved, love uprightness, and walk therein, and draw not nigh to uprightness with a double heart, and associate not with those of a double heart, but walk in righteousness, my sons, and it shall guide you on good paths, and righteousness shall be your companion. For I know that violence must increase on the earth, and a great chastisement be executed on the earth, and all unrighteousness come to an end.
Yea, it shall be cut off from its roots, and its whole structure be destroyed. And unrighteousness shall again be consummated on the earth, and all the deeds of unrighteousness and of violence and transgression shall prevail in a twofold degree. And when sin and unrighteousness and blasphemy and violence in all kinds of deeds increase, and apostasy and transgression and uncleanness increase, a great chastisement shall come from heaven upon all these. And the holy Lord will come forth with wrath and chastisement to execute judgment on earth. In those days violence shall be cut off from its roots, and the roots of unrighteousness together with deceit, and they shall be destroyed from under heaven. And all the idols of the heathen shall be abandoned, and the temples burned with fire, and they shall remove them from the whole earth. And they, the heathen, shall be cast into the judgment of fire, and they shall perish in wrath and in grievous judgment for ever. And the righteous shall arise from their sleep, and wisdom shall arise and be given unto them. And after that the roots of unrighteousness shall be cut off, and the sinners shall be destroyed by the sword, shall be cut off from the blasphemers in every place, and those who plan violence, and those who commit blasphemy shall perish by the sword. And now I tell you, my sons, and show you the paths of righteousness and the paths of violence. Yea, I will show them to you again, that ye may know what will come to pass. And now hearken unto me, my sons, and walk in the paths of righteousness, and walk not in the paths of violence. For all who walk in the paths of unrighteousness shall perish for ever. The Apocalypse of Weeks, Chapter 93. And after that Enoch both gave and began to recount from the books. And Enoch said, concerning the children of righteousness, and concerning the elect of the world, and concerning the plant of uprightness, I will speak these things. Yea, I, Enoch, will declare them unto you, my sons, according to that which appeared to me in the heavenly vision, and which I have known through the word of the holy angels, and have learnt from the heavenly tablets. And Enoch began to recount from the books, and said, I was born the seventh in the first week, while judgment and righteousness still endured. And after me there shall arise in the second week great wickedness, and deceit shall have sprung up, and in it there shall be the first end, and in it a man shall be saved. And after it is ended, unrighteousness shall grow up, and a law shall be made for the sinners. And after that, in the third week at its close, a man shall be elected as the plant of righteous judgment, and his posterity shall become the plant of righteousness for evermore. And after that, in the fourth week, at its close, visions of the holy and righteous shall be seen, and a law for all generations, and an enclosure shall be made for them. And after that, in the fifth week, at its close, the house of glory and dominion shall be built for ever. And after that, in the sixth week, all who live in it shall be blinded, and the hearts of all of them shall godlessly forsake wisdom. And in it a man shall ascend, and at its close the house of dominion shall be burnt with fire, and the whole race of the chosen root shall be dispersed. And after that, in the seventh week, shall an apostate generation arise, and many shall be its deeds, and all its deeds shall be apostate. And at its close shall be elected the elect righteous of the eternal plant of righteousness, to receive sevenfold instruction concerning all his creation. For who is there of all the children of men that is able to hear the voice of the Holy One without being troubled? And who can think his thoughts? And who is there that can behold all the works of heaven? And how should there be one who could behold the heaven, and who is there that could understand the things of heaven, and see a soul or a spirit and could tell thereof, or ascend and see all their ends and think them or do like them? And who is there of all men that could know what is the breadth and the length of the earth, and to whom has been shown the measure of all of them? Or is there any one who could discern the length of the heaven, and how great is its height, and upon what it is founded, and how great is the number of the stars, and where all the luminaries rest? The Last 3 Weeks. Chapter 94. And after that there shall be another, the 8th week, that of righteousness. And a sword shall be given to it, that a righteous judgment may be executed on the oppressors, and sinners shall be delivered into the hands of the righteous. And at its close they shall acquire houses through their righteousness. And a house shall be built for the great King in glory for evermore, and all mankind shall look to the path of uprightness. And after that, in the 9th week, the righteous judgment shall be revealed to the whole world, and all the works of the godless shall vanish from all the earth, and the world shall be written down for destruction. And after this, in the 10th week, in the 7th part, there shall be the great eternal judgment, in which he will execute vengeance among the angels. And the first heaven will depart and pass away, and a new heaven shall appear. And the powers of the heavens shall give 7-fold light. And after that, there will be many weeks without number forever, and all shall be in goodness and righteousness and sin shall no more be mentioned forever. Admonitions to the Righteous. Chapter 95. And now I say unto you, my sons, love righteousness and walk therein. For the paths of righteousness are worthy of acceptation, but the paths of unrighteousness shall suddenly be destroyed and vanish. And to certain men of a generation shall the paths of violence and of death be revealed, and they shall hold themselves afar from them, and shall not follow them. And now I say unto the righteous, walk not in the paths of wickedness, nor in the paths of death, and draw not nigh to them, lest ye be destroyed. But seek and choose for yourselves righteousness and an elect life, and walk in the paths of peace, and ye shall live and prosper. And hold fast my words in the thoughts of your hearts, and suffer them not to be effaced from your hearts. For I know that sinners will tempt men to evilly entreat wisdom, so that no place may be found for her, and no manner of temptation may minish. Woes for the sinners. Woe to those who build unrighteousness and oppression, and lay deceit as a foundation. For they shall be suddenly overthrown, and they shall have no peace. Woe to those who build their houses with sin, for from all their foundations shall they be overthrown, and by the sword shall they fall. And those who acquire gold and silver in judgment suddenly shall perish. Woe to you, ye rich, for ye have trusted in your riches, and from your riches shall ye depart, because ye have not remembered the Most High in the days of your riches. Ye have committed blasphemy and unrighteousness, and have become ready for the day of slaughter, and the day of darkness, and the day of the great judgment. Thus I speak and declare unto you, he who hath created you will overthrow you, and for your fall there shall be no compassion, and your Creator will rejoice at your destruction. And your righteous ones in those days shall be a reproach to the sinners and the godless. Enoch's grief, fresh woes against the sinners. Chapter 96. Oh, that mine eyes were a cloud of waters, that I might weep over you, and pour down my tears as a cloud of waters that so I might rest from my trouble of heart? Who has permitted you to practice reproaches and wickedness, and so judgment shall overtake you, sinners? Fear not the sinners, ye righteous. For again will the Lord deliver them into your hands, that ye may execute judgment upon them according to your desires. Woe to you who fulminate anathemas which cannot be reversed! Healing shall therefore be far from you because of your sins. Woe to you who requite your neighbor with evil, for ye shall be requited according to your works. Woe to you, lying witnesses, and to those who weigh out injustice, for suddenly shall ye perish. Woe to you, sinners, for ye persecute the righteous, for ye shall be delivered up and persecuted because of injustice. And heavy shall its yoke be upon you. The evils in store for sinners and the possessors of unrighteous wealth. Chapter 97. Believe, ye righteous, that the sinners will become ashamed and perish in the day of unrighteousness. Be it known unto you, ye sinners, that the Most High is mindful of your destruction, and the angels of heaven rejoice over your destruction. What will ye do, ye sinners? And whither will ye flee on that day of judgment, when ye hear the voice of the prayer of the righteous? Yea, ye shall fare like unto them, against whom this word shall be a testimony, ye have been a companion of sinners. And in those days the prayer of the righteous shall reach unto the Lord, and for you the days of your judgment shall come. And all the words of your unrighteousness shall be read out before the great Holy One, and your faces shall be covered with shame. And he will reject every work which is grounded on unrighteousness. Woe to you, ye sinners, who live on the mid-ocean and on the dry land, whose remembrance is evil against you. Woe to you who acquire silver and gold in unrighteousness, and say, "We have become rich with riches, and have possessions, and have acquired everything we have desired. And now let us do what we purposed, for we have gathered silver, and many are the husbandmen in our houses, and our granaries are brim full as with water." Yea, and like water your lies shall flow away, for your riches shall not abide, but speedily ascend from you. For ye have acquired it all in unrighteousness, and ye shall be given over to a great curse. Self-indulgence of sinners. Sin originated by man. All sin recorded in heaven. Woes for the sinners. Chapter 98. And now I swear unto you, to the wise and to the foolish, for ye shall have manifold experiences on the earth. For ye men shall put on more adornments than a woman, and colored garments more than a virgin, in royalty and in grandeur and in power and in silver and in gold and in purple and in splendor and in food shall they be poured out as water. Therefore they shall be found wanting in doctrine and wisdom, and they shall perish thereby together with their possessions, and with all their glory and their splendor, and in shame and in slaughter and in great destitution their spirits shall be cast into the furnace of fire. I have sworn unto you, ye sinners, as a mountain has not become a slave, and a hill does not become the handmaid of a woman, even so sin has not been sent upon the earth, but man of himself has created it, and under a great curse shall they fall who commit it. And barrenness has not been given to the woman, but on account of the deeds of her own hands she dies without children. I have sworn unto you, ye sinners, by the Holy Great One, that all your evil deeds are revealed in the heavens, and that none of your deeds of oppression are covered and hidden. And do not think in your spirit, nor say in your heart, that ye do not know, and that ye do not see, that every sin is every day recorded in heaven, in the presence of the Most High. From henceforth Ye know that all your oppression, wherewith ye oppress, is written down every day, till the day of your judgment. Woe to you, ye fools! For through your folly shall ye perish, and ye transgress against the wise, and so good hap shall not be your portion. And now know ye that ye are prepared for the day of destruction. Wherefore do not hope to live, ye sinners, but ye shall depart and die, for ye know no ransom, for ye are prepared for the day of the great judgment, for the day of tribulation and great shame for your spirits. Woe to you, ye obstinate of heart, who work wickedness and eat blood. Whence have ye good things to eat and to drink and to be filled? From all the good things which the Lord Most High has placed in abundance on the earth. Therefore ye shall have no peace. Woe to you who love the deeds of unrighteousness! Wherefore do ye hope for good hap unto yourselves? Know that ye shall be delivered into the hands of the righteous, and they shall cut off your necks, and slay you, and have no mercy upon you. Woe to you who rejoice in the tribulation of the righteous, for no grave shall be dug for you. Woe to you who set at naught the words of the righteous, for ye shall have no hope of life. Woe to you who write down lying and godless words, for they write down their lies, that men may hear them and act godlessly towards their neighbor. Therefore they shall have no peace, but die a sudden death. Woes pronounced on the godless, the lawbreakers, evil plight of sinners in the last days. Further woes. Chapter 99. Woe to you who work godlessness, and glory in lying, and extol them. Ye shall perish, and no happy life shall be yours. Woe to them who pervert the words of uprightness, and transgress the eternal law, and transform themselves into what they were not, into sinners. They shall be trodden underfoot upon the earth. In those days, make ready, ye righteous, to raise your prayers as a memorial, and place them as a testimony before the angels, that they may place the sin of the sinners for a memorial before the Most High. In those days, the nations shall be stirred up, and the families of the nations shall arise on the day of destruction. And in those days, the destitute shall go forth and carry off their children, and they shall abandon them, so that their children shall perish through them. Yea, they shall abandon their children that are still sucklings, and not return to them, and shall have no pity on their beloved ones. And again I swear to you, ye sinners, that sin is prepared for a day of unceasing bloodshed. And they who worship stones and grave images of gold and silver and wood and stone and clay, and those who worship impure spirits and demons and all kinds of idols, not according to knowledge, shall get no manner of help from them. And they shall become godless by reason of the folly of their hearts. And their eyes shall be blinded through the fear of their hearts, and through visions in their dreams. Through these they shall become godless and fearful, for they shall have wrought all their work in a lie, and shall have worshipped a stone. Therefore in an instant shall they perish. But in those days, blessed are all they who accept the words of wisdom, and understand them, and observe the paths of the Most High, and walk in the path of his righteousness, and become not godless with the godless, for they shall be saved. Woe to you who spread evil to your neighbors, for you shall be slain in Sheol. Woe to you who make deceitful and false measures, and to them who cause bitterness on the earth, for they shall thereby be utterly consumed. Woe to you who build your houses through the grievous toil of others, and all their building materials are bricks and stones of sin. I tell you, ye shall have no peace. Woe to them who reject the measure an eternal heritage of their fathers, and whose souls follow after idols, for they shall have no rest. Woe to them who work unrighteousness, and help oppression, and slay their neighbors until the day of the great judgment. For he shall cast down your glory, and bring affliction on your hearts, and shall arouse his fierce indignation, and destroy you all with the sword. And all the holy and righteous shall remember your sins. The sinners destroy each other. Judgment of the fallen angels. The safety of the righteous. Further woes for the sinners. Chapter 100. And in those days, in one place, the fathers together with their sons shall be smitten, and brothers, one with another, shall fall in death, till the streams flow with their blood. For a man shall not withhold his hand from slaying his sons and his sons' sons, and the sinner shall not withhold his hand from his honored brother. From dawn till sunset they shall slay one another. And the horse shall walk up to the breast in the blood of sinners, and the chariot shall be submerged to its height. In those days the angels shall descend into the secret places, and gather together into one place all those who brought down sin. And the Most High will arise on that day of judgment to execute great judgment amongst sinners. And over the righteous and holy he will appoint guardians from amongst the holy angels to guard them as the apple of an eye, until he makes an end of all wickedness and all sin. And though the righteous sleep a long sleep, they have naught to fear. And then the children of the earth shall see the wise in security, and shall understand all the words of this book, and recognize that their riches shall not be able to save them in the overthrow of their sins. Woe to you sinners, on the day of strong anguish, ye who afflict the righteous and burn them with fire, ye shall be requited according to your works. Woe to you, ye obstinate of heart, who watch in order to devise wickedness. Therefore fear shall come upon you, and there shall be none to help you. Woe to you, ye sinners, on account of the words of your mouth, and on account of the deeds of your hands, which your godlessness has wrought. In blazing flames, burning worse than fire, shall ye burn. And now know ye that from the angels he will inquire as to your deeds in heaven, from the sun and from the moon and from the stars in reference to your sins, because upon earth ye execute judgment on the righteous. And he will summon to testify against you every cloud and mist and dew and rain, for they shall all be withheld because of you from descending upon you, and they shall be mindful of your sins. And now give presence to the rain, that it be not withheld from descending upon you, nor yet the dew, when it has received gold and silver from you, that it may descend. When the hoarfrost and snow with their chilliness, and all the snowstorms with all their plagues fall upon you, in those days ye shall not be able to stand before them. Chapter 101. And in those days, in one place, the fathers together with their sons shall be smitten, and brothers, one with another, shall fall in death, till the streams flow with their blood. For a man shall not withhold his hand from slaying his sons and his sons' sons, and the sinner shall not withhold his hand from his honored brother. From dawn till sunset they shall slay one another. And the horse shall walk up to the breast in the blood of sinners, and the chariot shall be submerged to its height. In those days the angels shall descend into the secret places, and gather together into one place all those who brought down sin. And the Most High will arise on that day of judgment to execute great judgment amongst sinners. And over the righteous and holy he will appoint guardians from amongst the holy angels to guard them as the apple of an eye, until he makes an end of all wickedness and all sin. And though the righteous sleep a long sleep, they have naught to fear. And then the children of the earth shall see the wise in security, and shall understand all the words of this book, and recognize that their riches shall not be able to save them in the overthrow of their sins. Woe to you sinners, on the day of strong anguish, ye who afflict the righteous and burn them with fire, ye shall be requited according to your works. Woe to you, ye obstinate of heart, who watch in order to devise wickedness. Therefore fear shall come upon you, and there shall be none to help you. Woe to you, ye sinners, on account of the words of your mouth, and on account of the deeds of your hands, which your godlessness has wrought, in blazing flames, burning worse than fire, shall ye burn. And now know ye that from the angels he will inquire as to your deeds in heaven, from the sun and from the moon and from the stars in reference to your sins, because upon earth ye execute judgment on the righteous. And he will summon to testify against you every cloud and mist and dew and rain, for they shall all be withheld because of you from descending upon you, and they shall be mindful of your sins. And now give presence to the rain, that it be not withheld from descending upon you, nor yet the dew, when it has received gold and silver from you, that it may descend. When the hoar frost and snow with their chilliness, and all the snowstorms with all their plagues fall upon you, in those days ye shall not be able to stand before them. Exhortation to the fear of God. All nature fears him, but not the sinners. Terrors of the day of judgment, the adverse fortunes of the righteous on the earth. Chapter 102. In those days when he hath brought a grievous fire upon you, whither will he flee, and where will he find deliverance? And when he launches forth his word against you, will ye not be affrighted and fear? And all the luminaries shall be affrighted with great fear, and the earth shall be affrighted and tremble and be alarmed, and all the angels shall execute their commands, and shall seek to hide themselves from the presence of the great glory. And the children of earth shall tremble and quake, and ye sinners shall be cursed for ever, and ye shall have no peace. Fear ye not, ye souls of the righteous, and be hopeful, ye that have died in righteousness. And grieve not if your soul into Sheol has descended in grief, and that in your life your body fared not according to your goodness. But wait for the day of the judgment of sinners, and for the day of cursing and chastisement. And yet, when ye die, the sinners speak over you, as we die, so die the righteous. And what benefit do they reap for their deeds? Behold, even as we, so do they die in grief and darkness. And what have they more than we? From henceforth we are equal. And what will they receive, and what will they see for ever? Behold, they too have died, and henceforth from ever shall they see no light. I tell you, ye sinners, ye are content to eat and drink and rob and sin, and strip men naked, and acquire wealth, and see good days. Have ye seen the righteous, how their end falls out, that no manner of violence is found in them till their death? Nevertheless, they perished, and became as though they had not been, and their spirits descended into Sheol in tribulation. Different destinies of the righteous and the sinners. Fresh objections of the sinners. Chapter 103. Now therefore I swear to you, the righteous, by the glory of the great and honored and mighty one in dominion, and by his greatness, I swear to you. I know a mystery, and have read the heavenly tablets, and have seen the holy books, and have found written therein and inscribed regarding them